Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Morning, listeners of Rise and Shine. It's Jack Finch on Shine Radio's Rise and Shine. I'm here in the... This is a sort of pre-recorded chat. I'm here in the lovely Queen's Head of Sheets with a collection of local characters. I'm here actually talking to a member of the artistic sort of community, an Oakland artist who I discovered in the Harrow Inn, alongside one of the most legendary locals of the Harrow Inn, Cheryl Elaine Pape, local artist. I'm here also with Bill Lowe. Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you, Jack.
Yeah, we meet again. I was quite keen to get you on when we had a lovely free-flowing chat. So you two, obviously, people might not have detected your soft Welsh tones, Cheryl, but you've obviously moved in originally from Wales.
Yes.
And Bill is almost born and bred here. I'd say bred here. You were born in Lambeth.
Hitler drove us out.
Oh, there we go. So, yeah, so is it rude to ask a lady's age? Or is it okay to ask your age, Bill?
I'm 87, this year.
87?
Yeah.
There we go. And I remember you telling me you've lived here 84 years?
80? We moved down in 1940.
1940,
when
amazing.
We were bombed out of Lambeth.
There we go. Do you identify with your London roots, or do you feel like a Hampshire chap now? You're a Hampshire folk.
Yeah, Hampshire born and bred, I'd like to think, but yeah. I'm not. I'm London, yeah.
But Bill, obviously, you've only known me for a short amount of time, but I've known who you are for a longer period of time, because if you've been going to Harrow Inn, which I have done
since... We have met before.
We've met many times, yeah. And if you go to the Harrow Inn, you have a sort of occupy a sort of stately corner there as people come in, you greet everyone, and you're always there throughout my sort of, like, 80...
Not that bad.
it's
a great pub, the Harrow Inn, yeah.
What is it about the Harrow Inn that you're so drawn to?
Mainly, I suppose, the people who run it.
Yeah.
They are fantastic. And the atmosphere, the fact you're drinking in an area where people have been drinking for 400 years.
Yeah.
You know, the atmosphere, that fire, the ceiling, a bit like this, it's beautiful.
So, yeah, to contextualise, we're in the old part of the Queen's Head, which is sort of... It's quite similar to the Harrow in the sense it's called the Tudor furnishings. And Cheryl, I must ask, so obviously originally from Wales and a very accomplished artist, what brought you to this little corner of the South Downs, the Hangers?
Well, I moved to Coldhaze, house just up the road, and I stumbled across the Harrow, not literally, but I'd met a chap called Steve Povey, who happens to be Bill's best friend.
Yeah.
And both Bill and Steve are local botanists, and Steve introduced me to the Hangers, where there are lots of wonderful orchids and wildflowers to paint. Anyway, sadly, Steve passed away.
Yeah.
So we go out now to Norhill, where once Bill was... warden.
So you're a warden of Noah Hill, which is on the Hangers near Selborne, isn't it?
I was, yes, yeah. For 20 years.
What does that entail, being the warden? What's the sort of duties that come under that?
It's making a nuisance of yourself.
There we go.
annoying people, saying, don't do this, don't do that.
So it's sort of essentially observing sort of like
exactly,
regulations.
Yeah. Making sure people don't abuse the hill, they don't destroy anything on, you know.
Well, I was going to say, it surely comes from like a passion and love for the kind of natural habitat.
Of course yeah. It did, yeah. I love wildlife.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, murmurings and harrowing is that you're obviously a very passionate botanist and can talk endlessly at length about the...
I'm a passionate, not a good botanist. I want to make that clear.
There you go, the distinction.
I do enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoyment is the most important thing, surely.
Bill is a wonderful diarist, and he has written extensively about the trips that Steve and himself went on to find certain plants. At one time there was such a plant called the red hellebore. They knew it was, they found it. Sadly, it doesn't exist there anymore. The habitat was spoilt. And, you know, they went on these excursions to find things like the lady slipper orchid.
Yeah.
And they know all of these wonderful hidden away habitats. And now Bill is kind of showing me some of them. We found some
fly orchids. Your mentor.
Yeah. Well, yes. But Bill's diaries are fascinating, and a lot of them have been bequeathed to me.
Oh.
And I shall make sure that they will be preserved, looked after, because it's really primary source history.
Yeah, really thorough. And so, obviously, you guys come at it from different angles, because Bill, it sounds like you're, you know, from a more... studied, you know, sort of angle, and obviously you are an artist, so there'll be a creative lens on it. And I mean, Cheryl, just briefly exchanging a few messages, obviously you pretty accoladed, and you are and I'd love to unpack what this actually means, but it sounds pretty important, which is you're a fellow of the Society of Botanical Artists.
Yes.
So I assume that implies to me that you have a specialism in painting flowers, essentially.
Yes. I have a specialist in I'm I have specialised in painting flowers. Recently, I've been asked to do specialised French irises. They're historic blooms, and there are collections of flowers that people sort of breed and grow in the garden. So they're beautiful colours, and they vary, and it's a lot of fun. But I do want to make an account of the wonderful flowers, the wildflowers that Steve and Bill have shown me out on the hangers.
Yeah.
Because those habitats are actually dying. They're fading away. We know that this is happening all over the world. But it would be good to do something to help preserve that habitat.
Isn't there some statistic, and correct me if I'm wrong, about meadowland in England? Meadowland being obviously areas in which, like, wildflowers...
actually disappeared.
So it virtually disappeared, and at one time it was a very prominent part of the sort of...
It was, yeah. Farming practices, building, is taking it all away.
So it's industrialisation of the countryside, essentially.
One of the reasons, yeah.
Interesting. But botany's always been your area, and so your artistic history, what did you go, like, did you go through the sort of motions of art school? What was your kind of, like, sort of route into art?
Well, I went to art college, and yeah. I didn't actually stay there because I went to work in London. But I always kept that, my artwork... producing work and selling it.
Yeah.
And then later on, after my children grew up, I went back to it and studied with the Botanical Arts Society. And I passed my exams and became a fellow. And I've never really looked back. I've just been producing work and been part of many exhibitions. There's one at the moment. It's gone online this year because normally the Society of Botanical Artists normally... exhibit in Mall galleries, but this year they're going online because next year is the 40th anniversary and it's going to be a big show. I've also just been part of RHS Wisley.
Perhaps all beyond Guildford, isn't it?
RHS Wisley, British Irish Society's show. I won first prize for my artwork there.
There we go. Please keep coming. Tell us more. Yeah, you won a couple of prizes, haven't you?
And some of the irises that I've painted have won lots of awards.
Does the habitat of this area, obviously you and Bill go on frequent walks together into the hangar, is there a correlation between this area and your work? Do you feel this area kind of nourishes your artistic
needs? Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't believe how lucky I was to meet Bill and Steve because they knew so much about this area. I sort of felt it was a gift, you know, to actually land here.
Yeah.
And of course you've got things like butterflies that I love and quite rare species up here. We've got the Duke of Burgundy, which is on Nor Hill. That's a species under threat. And then the Purple Emperor, which is known as His Majesty.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sort of taken to that. And I think Matthew Oates is the famous Purple Emperor expert in this area. I think he's in Sussex now, but he's written lots of books. And totally obsessive. You can't help it. Once you see a Purple Emperor, you've just got to go after it and find it.
Because butterflies are famously, obviously, fairly endangered. Yeah. Many species are, aren't they, presently?
Yeah.
And actually, Bill, I remember you saying last time we had a chat in the Harrow Inn, I made a statement which I think may have been controversial, which is I sort of put forward the idea that, you know, the Downs versus the Hangers, and I suggested the Downs might have the edge over the Hangers, to which you looked at me askance.
In our village, we had a botanist, Dr. Francis Rose, probably the foremost botanist in this country. And he said that ridge of hangers that sits behind Steep is probably the most prolific for wild plants in the country.
Mm. Amazing. Mm. And obviously, Selborne is a village that's nestled into the hangers there.
Yeah.
And there was the very famous Gilbert White, the naturalist that lived there, who was resident there. There's surely no coincidence there that one of the most famous historic naturalists of British literature lived in the hangars. And
fourth most published book in the English language.
Yeah.
But Steve, who you mentioned, he recorded 666 different plants that grew in that small area of Selborne.
So there's a real diversity of habitat there.
Fantastic diversity.
Oh, amazing.
Not as good as Steve, though.
We get tribal about our little patches. I used to go and walk up to Poet Stone, which is a really lovely, stunning walk. Yeah.
And there's some lovely helleborines around that area. I'm almost frightened to say where exactly things are these days, because you just want to keep the habitat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's sort of a it's a well-known secret. But I've just got to tell you something about a little project Bill and I are doing.
Oh, yes. I was looking forward to hearing about this, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the best one.
Yeah, we like visiting the old churches, and we started, I think it was it St. Mary's?
Where St. Mary's at? Chithurst.
At Chithurst,
yeah.
Yes.
That's, so it's just like between Midhurst and Petersfields, right, right next to the Buddhist monastery, beautiful old, yes, Mormon church. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a tiny little church. And we went in there and we thought we'd start this. Not many people go there, and we would love to see people coming to visit the church and sort of preserving before they all sort of start disappearing as, yeah, well, because a lot of the churches are locked, a lot of the time you can't get to them. So we've started the Butterfly Trail. And the Butterfly Trail is about the Purple Emperor, nicknamed, I told you this, I think, before, His Majesty.
His Maj.
His Majesty, yeah. And we put one little copy of a butterfly that I painted, a Purple Emperor, in each church that we visit. And then sometimes we sign the book and it says, His Majesty the Purple Emperor visited today. But the point is, if you want to visit these churches, Bill will be doing a write-up on them, and I will make a little pamphlet and put it around, because you have to pay £1 to the church, a donation to the church, and then look for the butterfly. Because,
lovely,
it's there, it's hidden somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In plain sight, of course.
And are these churches going to be in the general radius of this overall area, sort of, yes, sort of Sussex, Hampshire borders, South Downs region?
Yeah. Yes. So, okay, the Chithurst, St. Mary's is there. St. Yeah. George's, I think we've done...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've done 9 so far. Ooh. And, of course, there's one in the Harrow.
There we go. Yeah. I mean, that is a church to some, isn't it? It's a temple.
Churches, yeah, and drinkers, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But butterflies actually do get drunk, because, yeah, you'll find them in autumn feeding on the fermenting fruit on the ground. So, and it makes them drowsy.
Does
I have
it?
A lot in common with butterflies.
Maybe that's why you're so drawn to them.
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps. So that's the Butterfly Trail.
Yes.
And people can stumble upon the churches to discover these little hidden, buried...
Yeah, they're just sort of dotted about. And there's only one in each church, but if people find it, it's just nice to make a donation.
Maybe there should be a little reward if they find all 9.
Well, we thought
prize
about that. Yes, I've got a bone china mug with a Purple Emperor on it.
There we go.
You can win that.
So, peaceful listeners, if you are listening now and you feel competitive, go out and seek in the area's most treasured churches. We've already had a few clues and tips there. You might find 9 beautiful butterflies, the Purple Emperor.
We might actually do a few more.
Well,
there may
go.
Be 15.
Maybe 15.
But we have been to quite a few.
There's a lot of masses, a lot of services. Shelley, have you got any exciting projects coming up soon as an artist? Any exhibitions that you should be...
Well, I am exhibiting in the online show with the SBA, the Society of Botanical Artists.
Yep.
I will be at one more time this year at Wisley,
yeah,
in September for the Dahlia show.
Yeah.
So I'll be painting dahlias for a long time, for the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
Also, I've got I'll be doing classes in Gallery 30, and I have some.
Gallery 30. You do classes.
Yeah. And I will have some of my work for the Hampshire Artist Trail in Gallery 30.
Yeah.
And then there's the Petersfield Arts and Crafts Society, who will be putting on an exhibition in the Festival Hall in August.
Oh, cool.
So I'll have some of my work there, but there'll be a wonderful array of artists showing their work. There are very talented people in Petersfield.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely show to go and to go and.
Do you feel quite connected to the Petersfield? How long have you lived around here for?
About 6 years now. Yes,
yeah.
I do. And
got the skin of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying to my mum today, I can't think of anywhere better to live. I don't want to go back on my tracks.
Yeah.
I like it here. I really do.
Do you strive for absolute accuracy, or do you try to put a sort of avant-garde angle on it, or do you just go for the total accuracy?
No, I do actually. It drives me mad because. I've just painted a whole load of irises. I'm in the middle of painting a national collection of dwarf irises for a lady who is an expert on, I think, the Bliss irises and the Taylor irises, which is an old collection. These are historic blooms and plants. And sometimes they get lost over the years because people don't know what the names are anymore because, you know, the tags get lost and all that sort of thing. Mm. And so it's kind of these paintings of posterity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're all kept in a collection, in a catalogue, so that when they come to identify them, they have the exact colours and sizes.
So there is a sense, just talking to both of you actually, that both of you have this sense of like preservation. There's like an important, there's an emphasis here on like things are changing, things are fading. You need to uphold these rarefied things.
Exactly.
And Bill, was that thing that something that drove you in your career in the
wardenship? Not knowingly, but deep down, I'm sure that had a part of my interest in wildlife and keeping things as they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because obviously you came from London very early, but you ended up in an incredibly rural pursuit there. You know, that's like people probably, like, you know, some people coming up to London for work, but you're like at nature at your disposal. And do you feel like a complete affinity to this area? Like,
Definitely. Nowhere else. Yeah. No. In fact, when we moved down here in 1940, we moved to the village that we're in now. We moved to Sheet, and then we've never moved more than 3 miles from Petersfield in 80 years.
Okay.
We love it.
In the radius of Peter, what we call on Shine Radio is very affectionately is the Petersphere. Bill's a true resident of the Petersphere, having occupied a few different corners of the area. And actually, you're in a privileged position, Bill, to comment on the changes. And I'm sure that's just a mammoth. That would require a whole interview in itself. But just kind of loosely, the changes you've observed over years. I'm sure lots of changes are positive, but are there things that you miss and lament about maybe the sort of older ways in the countryside?
Village life. At one time, you knew everybody in the village. You would know them, you'd speak to them, and they'd speak to you. But now, it's a bad term, I know, incomers. There's so many incomers over the past 80 years.
Yeah.
People that have joined the villages, and they're as much part of the village as we are, but and not part of my village.
The whole thing on the hares, there's lots of things, the management has changed over the years, and the habitats. We came across the other day a wonderful field. It's Jack's Meadow. It's very famous.
My meadow?
Jack's Meadow. It's very famous. People are interested in the flowers, and it's normally a carpet of wonderful primroses and cowslips. But I think because it's council, the sheep were left to graze too late, and they've eaten all the plants.
Oh, that's devastating.
It is devastating,
yeah.
Especially to those of us that regularly visit that area. Bridget Long, she was one of your friends, one of Bill's friends that used to go hunting for rarities.
The trouble is, they do spoil it, but if they had left it, if they'd have done nothing, it would have gone. There's been trees and
that's true.
So it's doing the right thing. And they've overdone it with the sheep.
Yeah, they just let it in there a little bit too long, didn't they, Bill?
So this is a very delicate, careful management, clearly.
Very delicate, yes.
Yeah. That's interesting. You've got to get the balance just right. I mean, the Harrow Inn, and obviously the Queen's Head too, but the Harrow Inn is a rare time capsule. Mm-hmm. And long may it last.
So you have to pay £1 to see the butterfly. It goes to probably cancer research.
Oh.
The Macmillans. They do a lot for Macmillans there. So if you want to see the butterfly there, you must put £1 in the Macmillans box.
So you're listening to the Banksy of Petersfield. The Banksy of Steep. Yeah,
Banksy.
These like mysterious... People are wondering what these mysterious butterflies are. You heard it here. Well, guys, I think that's about it. It's been lovely to chat to you both.
Lovely chatting to you.
Thank you, Jack. It's lovely to talk to you too.
Not at all. Thank you for coming on. So you're listening to myself, Jack Finch, on Conversation on Shine Radio's Rise and Shine. You're listening to myself in conversation with Cheryl Elaine Pape, local artist, botanist, and actually talking of botanist, local botanist Bill Lowe, who has lived in the Petersfield area for 84 years and spoke about his passion for the hangers. And we heard about their shared passion for the hangers and also Cheryl's work. Stay tuned on Rise and Shine for much more.
Songs that shine forever. I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.